North Carolina's U.S. Senate race isn't the only one attracting lots of campaign money ahead of Tuesday's primary. Incumbent Supreme Court Justice Robin Hudson is facing two challengers. She also faces more than $500,000 in negative advertisements from out-of-state funders. Some say money is changing the nonpartisan tone of court races in North Carolina. Jorge Valencia reports from our Capitol Bureau.
In this race, people are talking about one particular television ad.
Justice Robin Hudson, not tough on child molesters, not fair to victims.
It's unacceptable.
Unfortunate. Disgusting.
That was retired Supreme Court Justices Rhoda Billings, Robert Orr, and Phil Carlton. They say the ad singles out one case and then oversimplifies it. In 2010, the state Supreme Court heard a case over a law requiring electronic monitoring of child molesters. Hudson sided with the minority, writing that it was unconstitutional to apply a law to people convicted before it was passed. She also said it didn't do enough to protect children. A political action committee has spent more than $500,000 to air this ad. But the source of the money is not fully clear, says retired Justice Phil Carlton.
North Carolina has now very painfully and very plainly been targeted by the outside, very conservative members of the business community that want to take over all state judiciaries. Robin just happens to be next in line.
Big out-of-state money is a relatively new phenomenon in state court races. Judge candidates generally stay out of political mud wrestling and campaign on their qualifications.
People really want to know comparisons between my experience and my opponents.
That's Robin Hudson. She says she's the candidate with the best experience. She worked in private practice for 24 years, was on the State Court of Appeals for 6 years, and has been on the Supreme Court for 7.
And I think that's important for people to know, because most people that I talk to around the state, whether they're lawyers or not, really believe that the people that are in on the highest court in the state ought to really know what they're doing, that it's not a place for on-the-job training.
Eric Lemonson says he's the candidate with the most experience as a judge. He served in district and family court in Charlotte, on the state court of appeals, and was named by then-President Bush to help create a court system in Iraq. He's now a superior court judge.
I'm the candidate who's been a judge in the trial courtrooms of North Carolina and in the appellate courts. I'm the only candidate who's presided in the trial courtrooms over our most serious criminal cases and over our most complex civil disputes.
The third candidate is Raleigh attorney Jeanette Doran. She's directed a conservative institute that challenges some state laws. She currently chairs a state board that hears appeals for unemployment benefits. The candidates stick closely to their resumes and say little about their personal opinions. Burt Bradenburg is the director of the nonprofit Justice at Stake, which tracks spending and judicial races across the country.
A lot of judges and judicial candidates feel trapped in a bad system they did not sign up for.
Bradenburg says spending jumped after the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling, which removed restrictions on corporate money in politics. The dynamics also changed after the North Carolina General Assembly eliminated state funding for judicial races last year. So, Bradenburg says, we should expect more outside cash.
This is probably just a tip of the spear in terms of the amount of money that the judges will see around them on the campaign trail, and it's going to ratchet up pressure on every single judge in the ballot to go out to be more of a fundraiser and less of a judge.
In November, 4 of the 7 seats in the North Carolina Supreme Court will be on the ballot. The winners will then take an oath to be fair and impartial. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.